Well, first off, the rulings came out today, but it did not have that. And so we're kind of watching what's going to happen tomorrow. And we do believe that that they're going to rule to send Roe versus Wade, demolish that, and send the abortion choices back to the state. Your listeners and everyone in my constituency needs to know I'm not slightly pro-life. I am very, very, very strong pro-life. Have been all of my life, not only my political life, but all of my life. It's based on my faith that life begins at conception. And let me tell you that by going back to the state, which it should, according to the 10th Amendment of our Constitution, it should be held by the states. That being said, the problem we have in the state of Illinois is we have public funding of abortion, that your tax dollars can be used to fund abortion. When it comes back to the states, even those people who might be pro-choice and those elected officials who might be pro-choice need to ask themselves a question. Since Illinois is the only state in the Midwest that it's legal to have an abortion and the taxpayers pay for the abortion, how do they feel about the fact that all the states around us of those people who might want abortion will come to Illinois and our taxpayers will have to pay for their abortion? So my concern is with our state legislature so that they can make sure that they put pressure on the governor and their colleagues who say, even if they're pro-choice, why should we have to pay for those abortions for all the states around us? But as far as I'm concerned, I just so you know, I am extremely pro-life. I'm ready for the court to make their decision, get it back to the states where it needs to go, and then my hope is every state bans it.
So if this is overturned and Illinois decides not to make it so tax dollars fund abortions, would it be okay for Illinois, in your eyes, for Illinois to have access to abortion without it being paid for by taxpayers?
No, I want to be real clear on that. I'm telling you that if you were pro-choice, that would be the argument of not paying for it with our tax dollars. Me, I have never voted in support of abortion and have always voted in support of life, whether I was in the state of Illinois or whether I've been here in Congress, because I am not slightly pro-life. I am totally pro-life, and I believe life begins at conception.